So guess what?
What?
It's my turn to audio boo because I'm awesome and I want to get in on the audio boo adventure as well. So we are currently at Nathan Phillips Square for World Pride celebrations, and I was just watching City TV actually doing an interview with a lesbian couple apparently, and we did have a gay couple beside us, but they seem to have abandoned ship because of the City TV people that were behind us, but we're here. Say hi.
Yeah, we're here.
If Mr. Rowdy would talk, it'd be nice. So lately we've been doing Melt a lot, and poor Melt, they're going to be so bombarded by us and our World Pride Melts.
I love Melt.
Oh, God, yeah. I love Melt. Go to Melt. All you Audi Booers, go to Melt. We're going to be posting snippets on Melt. But mostly we're going to be on Audio Boo probably, because Audio Boo gives us 10 whopping minutes and Melt only gives us a minute and 30 seconds. They upgraded, guys. They now do 1 minute and 30 seconds. And I love people that are smoking right in front of me. And apparently pissing off a lot of people. Everybody's leaving the smoker. But anyways. There's food here, actually. I've been checking it out. I went to take some garbage to the garbage can, and there's pretty good-looking food here. I was scoping out the french fries, and I kind of want to go get some, but that's just me. I'd go get food because food is food, and I love food. But it's supposed to start at 7, and we have Melissa Etheridge. Melissa Etheridge? Melissa? Melissa. Ooh. Melissa Etheridge, and who? Who else?
Deborah Cox, and I don't know who else.
Probably more people. We could get a pride guide, but
I don't even know where I heard about those two.
World, the thing I posted you in, the thing I tagged you in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the one on Facebook.
There's probably going to be more than that, though, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, it's probably going to be this huge fandangle, but
Elton John's showing up. He's going to be a surprise.
Elton John's going to be a surprise. No, yes.
That's just me being. That's not a rumor. That's just me messing around.
Yes. Don't get all excited thinking that Elton John's going to be a rumor.
Yes. Messing around.
Elton John is not going to be at Pride. Do not listen to Mr. Rowdy American. He is on some serious
his
drugs.
Husband does.
I know. It would make lots of sense, would it not? Like his husband is
from Antonio. David or something.
I know, you would think.
What's his name, David?
I don't know, David, Daniel, David. He might be cool and go by David, because, you know.
Oh, I think he said Dobby at first. I'm like, he's not married to a house.
David.
Oh, I see.
David.
I was going to say, he's not married to a house.
Yes,
elf.
He is married to Dobby. Maybe he is married to a house elf. Maybe he's, like, scoping out the house elves. How do you know?
I don't know. I don't even know if his name is David,
I'm definitely not liking these dudes. They're checking you out. There's like a whole bunch of them checking you out. This is mine. All you gays, leave him alone. He's mine. He might look cute, but he's mine. I swear to God, we are probably the only straight people in this crowd.
No, I don't think so.
We're one of a very few minority. Admit it, Pat. We are probably a very few minority.
Probably, yeah.
But yes, we are probably a minority. I will stick with that. We are a minority. There are probably not very many straight people here, but anyways. I have 6 minutes remaining. But yes. I should probably warn Audio Boo. I'm going to warn you listeners out there who actually listen to me and my rambling. But this is Pride, and it's going on for 9 days. So you're probably going to hear a lot of us and snippets and audio descriptions and me describing everything and describing it to my beloved powder. And right now it's kind of cool. We're just chilling out, waiting for things to start, and it should start shortly in about 20 minutes. Because it's about 20 to 7 now. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be kind of cool. So But that's my audio boo for now. And I will be back when music actually starts and we can audio record and do audio boos of Melissa Etheridge and all them. And it's going to be interesting. How about you? What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I just wish the 7-Eleven knew the meaning of Pepsi.
Oh, do you want to get on a Pepsi rant? You can.
They have the touch screen and it says Pepsi, but it's root beer. I don't care what anybody says. It's root beer, okay? Because I had 7-Eleven today from a different location. It said Pepsi and it was Pepsi. This one said Pepsi and it was root beer. And it's the second time I've had that happen at that location. But I didn't complain today because they would have said it tasted fine and I was stupid. But believe me, I know the difference between root beer and Pepsi.
Are you done going on your Pepsi rant?
That's all I have to say about that.
Do you feel better now it's out in public and people know not to go to that 7-Eleven because their Pepsi is not Pepsi?
Well, I don't really feel better, but it's all I can do.
We can call corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
You want to call corporate headquarters of 7-Eleven and complain?
Maybe I will.
Okay. All right, audio boo. I was trying to leave earlier, and I'm going to leave now, actually, I think. Bye, audio boo.